truth first. My truth. A well-known lesson in psychology classes is to stage an unexpected event in the classroom, and then each student immediately writes down what happened. The reports are always shockingly different. That is the point. Perception is not the same as reality. Perception is always incomplete and is often not even factual. We may see a snake and think it is a rope, or see a rope and think it is a snake. Our perception may be truly what we think we perceived or noticed, but there is a huge amount of processing in our brains in between an event and our sensory perception of that event, and again between our perception and our impressions, feelings, and memory about our perception. All of us have filters on our perception. If we're in pain, our normal sensitivities are dulled. If we're afraid of something, we may deny or fail to perceive evidence of it, or we may be hypervigilant and sense it when it's not there. If we have a firm opinion or belief, we may not perceive evidence that it might be wrong, or we may simply reject the evidence outright without considering it, which is bigotry. Fear plays an especially important role in perception itself, as well as in our ability to correctly interpret perceptions and information. Careful perception can lead us toward truth, but perception is not in itself truth. This doesn't mean that there is no such thing as truth. We may not know the truth, but the truth about everything exists. Johnny really did or didn't rob the bank. People's perception about the robber's height, clothing, and voice may be different, but either it was Johnny or it wasn't. If perception were truth, reality, then our furniture and even our bodies would disappear when we sleep, since while sleeping we don't perceive them. Yet all we have to do is ask someone to watch us while we sleep to see if we disappear or run a video camera. Our bodies and furniture don't disappear. We thus call our bodies and furniture reality. It is a shared reality. It is not personal. Someone can truly think or feel that the body does not exist while sleeping, or that 2 + 3 = 7. But in reality, the body exists, and 2 + 3 = 5. Many people think that their perceptions are equivalent to facts. Psychologists, in order to help clients heal and grow, need to help people acknowledge their own emotions and sensations. Someone invented the expression, "my truth," to help in just this type of endeavor. My truth means what I truly feel, or what I perceived, or what I really think, or what I believe. It is not what we call truth, a factual objective statement about reality. My truth may be a real feeling, a real perception, or what the speaker really thinks, but it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with objective reality. My truth is that Johnny robbed the bank is an absurd statement. He either did or he didn't, and there's no my about it. My truth is that Mary is angry is equally absurd. Mary might be angry, but she might not be. It may be correct to say, "I think Mary is angry," or "I am afraid because Mary might be angry," or "Mary sent me an email with the subject in capital letters," or "Mary shouted at me and I feel hurt," or "Mary's facial expression reminds me of my mother's when my mother beat me severely." But someone's perceptions and feelings are not the same as facts. Maybe Mary wasn't angry at all. Maybe she was alarmed and shouted to prevent an accident. Maybe Mary simply wanted to increase the chances that her email would be read. Maybe she had just remembered a terrible scene in a movie that resulted in her facial expression. We don't know whether Mary was angry or not until we ask Mary whether she was angry, and also until we ascertain how aware she is of her emotions and how honest she is likely to be in her response. Some people are consciously aware of their emotions, some are not. Some people admit their feelings, some don't. Some people think it is wrong to be angry, and they are unlikely to admit to feeling angry even if they are. My truth is a helpful concept in psychology. It is highly recommended that we always tell ourselves the truth about what we perceive and feel. But my truth is not at all the same as truth or reality. As psychiatrist Scott Peck put it, mental health is an ongoing process of dedication to reality at all costs. Truth, objective factual reality, exists. In this three-dimensional world, our furniture is real, our bodies are real, and 2 plus 3 really equals 5.